All right, welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. We are the church, and we are called to inspire one another to live with motivation and faith. And so today we're going to focus in on the theme of working, because we know as God's people in the world, there is always a lot of work to be done. But hopefully we can play in our work and work in our play, so that God can be glorified in and through all things. Well, our focus verse is John 5:16-17. And here it is. So the Jewish leaders began harassing Jesus for breaking the Sabbath rules. But Jesus replied, "My Father is always working, and so am I." Oh, there, it seems like a burn, but we want to turn that burn into the focus on inspiration. My Father is always working, and so am I. How does that hit you today? To know that your Father in heaven, that Jesus, that the Holy Spirit are always at work for you. They never rest. 24/7, 365, they are working on your behalf. Well, what does that mean for us, besides the inspiration and the care and the compassion that offers? What does it mean for us to then live into our calling? You see, I think our jobs, whatever our jobs are, and I think we have many, 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 many jobs throughout our life and throughout even our days, but our job is meant to be our calling. And so today, what was your first job? How did you get it? And what impact did it have on you? What's the hardest job that you've ever done? And how did hard change happen so you could become who you are today? What's hard about the work that you are facing this week, right now? And have you remembered or forgotten to simply silently lift each of those challenges to Jesus? You know, so much of our life is work life. Yet we have a tendency to compartmentalize as people. It's just what we do. But what if work is profoundly our spiritual act of worship? What does it mean to worship God through our work? In what ways do you see your work as an expression of your heart, soul, mind, and strength with your life in Jesus? You see, Jesus heals a lame man by the pool of Bethesda on the Sabbath. And these leaders that are there, they're infuriated. They're so frustrated. So the Jewish leaders there, it says, began harassing Jesus some for breaking that set-aside Sabbath rule, that day of rest where you're not supposed to work or tarry, work in the fields, do anything. But Jesus had that reply, "My Father's working, always working, and so am I. If there's a need, I'm going to meet it. If there's something that needs to be addressed, I'm going to pay attention to it." It's not that Jesus didn't go away to pray. Jesus went up on the hillside to take a moment. Jesus played by the seashore. All of those things. Jesus partied and ate dinners with people. Jesus took breaks, yes, but there was a focus on living in the presence of God and being present with those who were being served. Well, in this audio that I share with you, Keisha comes to understand her work as calling, as a way to care for others, as her spiritual act of worship. Work for all of us, I think, offers us an opportunity to offer Jesus our whole self. And so let's see what we can learn from Keisha today.
In the Bible, God's law is intended to uphold justice for the good of the people. Jesus was called to fulfill the law and bring wholeness. In John 5, Jesus refused to allow a human-made rule to prevent him from making a sick man whole on the Sabbath. This made religious leaders angry with him. Jesus' miracle violated a human-made rule that sought to interpret which actions were laborious and not to be conducted on the Sabbath. Jesus knew that God didn't intend for Sabbath rest to hinder wholeness and justice. For this cause, Jesus was always working alongside his Father. When I became a lawyer, I took an oath swearing to practice law to the best of my knowledge and ability, and with consideration for the defenseless and oppressed. But as a young associate at a large law firm, I too often found myself wielding corporation-friendly statutes to shield corporate clients from liability for harm they caused to consumers. My job was lucrative, but the work didn't sit well with me. I'd gone to law school to fight for justice, but I was helping already rich companies increase their riches. I knew the law firm was not my calling, so I left. I landed at a federal agency. Initially, my new job felt more like an escape than a calling. My agency regulates a certain industry, reviewing activities that entities in the industry conduct and drafting regulations and policies to govern the industry. I couldn't immediately see how my work impacted real people, and I wondered whether it was truly meaningful. Through prayer and meditation, I began to see that I am working alongside God. I am a public servant, and my work is for the benefit of the people and the greater good of the country. My work ensures that the entities in the industry my agency regulates meet the needs of real people in the neighborhoods, communities, and cities across the country. It helps determine whether communities have access to certain necessities. In my role as a public servant, I help set things right and make sure that the law is for the people and not the people for the law. I can say with Jesus, my Father is always working, and so am I.
I don't know, folks, that's a powerful witness of understanding, discerning call, and how God moves within people's lives to align their highest dream or hope or gift or skill with what God needs done in the world. And that means that you walk authentically in each of those footsteps along life's way. Your compass is pointed true north, and you're aligned on how you lead, love, and serve, how you give in this world. And there's no greater joy than when you can align your gifts with God's highest purpose for your life. I think Keisha was able to discern that. I think Jesus shows her how and how he lived his life. And so a few questions for you to explore. How have you managed to live out your calling through your work? Number two, is all work holy? Why or why not? And how important is it that our work is directly tied to our calling, and why? How important is it that our work is directly tied to our calling, and why? Well, as you explore those, call a friend, sit down with a coffee cup, glass of tea, and discern that. Share in conversation, so that your life's purpose can truly be fulfilled through your good and faithful work, where your job is your calling. All right. Good day.